The story behind the song. In the 18th century in Vienna, the wife of an unassuming schoolmaster gave birth to a son. Not at all a startling fact in itself, it does become notable when the identity of this infant is revealed. From babyhood to boyhood, then to school days, always shy, forever timid and humble, this was the timorous path traveled by this meditative, introspective youth, this master of melody, Franz Schubert. Almost at the height of his poverty-dimmed career, he met the four young women whom he called, in all tenderness, the Four Graces. Sisters they were, Anna, Josephine, Barbara, and Kathy Fröhlich. Anna, the eldest, the most dynamic, was a music teacher in Vienna. And one day, during a gathering of the circle of Schubert's intimate friends, she said to the diminutive composer,
Franz?
Eh?
What are you staring at?
Oh, I was just looking at your sister Kathy in grill pots.
Oh. I wish those two could settle down and live like human beings instead of floating forever in clouds of ecstatic poetry or whatever it is that Grillparzer reads to her.
Oh, Anna, they're in love.
Is that what it is? Franz, I want you to do something for me.
Well, yes, what?
One of my pupils, a Fräulein Gosmar, has a birthday next Friday and... But wait, I have an idea. Grillparzer...
Oh, Anna, don't disturb them.
Hush, Franz Schubert, I know what I'm doing. Grillparzer...
Yes, Anna?
Let Kathy talk with Franz Schubert for a while. I want to see you.
Oh, all right.
those two.
Yes, Anna?
You command and I come. You are the mistress of my destiny.
Oh, hush. You can't wheedle me with your pretty phrases as you can, Kathy. Now listen to me, you two. A pupil of mine has a birthday next Friday. Grillparzer, I want you to write a poem dedicated to her. And Franz, you are to set it to music.
A poem?
Yes. Fräulein Gosmar's father manufactures sugar, and he's very wealthy. It will help us all if your poem is good, Grillparzer. And, Franz, if your melody is lovely. And if you both come to the Gosmar residence to play and sing it on Friday evening.
A poem, huh? Well, what do you say, Franz?
Why, surely, Grill. I'll write a melody. I'll set it to music if you write the verse.
There.
Very well. I'll write a poem if I get an idea.
An idea? Well, Herr Grillparzer, see to it that you do get an idea. Franz, stop giggling. Schober, where is Franz Schubert? He was to have been here 10 minutes ago to play his new song.
How would I know, Anna?
Ah, that man. No wonder he's forever poor. Well, we can't wait any longer. The girl will be in bed and asleep before Schubert arrives. Schober, you must play the song.
I?
Yes. Now come, sit down at the harpsichord. The music is there on the rack. Begin playing, and the young ladies of my class will sing.
All right, Anna. Yes, you were always the victor.
Ha ha. Oh, this is the life, Grill. Nothing to think about. No publishers, no squawking sopranos, no tootling coronet players.
Ah, Franz, but you do not know the ecstasies of love.
Love? What has love to do with us? You, Grill Parcher, and me, Schubert. Sitting here in this hospitable Gasthaus, sipping of the nectar of the... Why, Schober.
Wie geht's, Grill Parcher?
Wie geht's, Schober?
Wie geht's, Franz?
Wie geht's, Schober? Come, sit down. Partake of the nectar of...
Franz.
Yes? You look so serious, Schober. Sit down. Forget your cares, your worries, your tribulations of today. Forget it.
Forget. You're very glib tonight, aren't you, Franz?
Why, what do you mean?
Forget, huh? Did you not have a most important engagement this evening, Franz Schubert?
Engagement? Why, no.
Oh, Donna. Oh, Grillparzer. I'd forgotten. I forgot I was to play our new song for Anna Freilich's pupils tonight. Oh, I'll go right away.
That won't be necessary, Franz. I played your new song for Anna, and very badly, too. I hope it does you credit, especially when you have to meet Anna.
Very well, Franz. I'll forgive you this one time more. I've forgiven you many things before, but I'll forgive you again.
Oh, thank you, Anna.
All I ask of you is that you don't forget again this evening.
Oh, I shan't, Anna.
Just please remember, all your friends will be at the music auditorium, waiting to applaud your latest song. Schober, Meyerhofer, Spaun, Grillparzer, who wrote the lyrics. They'll all be there. And if you fail them again...
Oh, I shan't, Anna. Oh, please don't berate me anymore, please.
Very well, Franz. But don't forget, you are to play your song tonight at a concert before hundreds of people.
Oh, very well, Anna. I shan't fail you again.
Kathy! Kathy, what happened?
Oh, hold me, Anna. Hold me tight, as Mama used to do.
Oh, there, there. Kathy, what's the trouble?
Grillparzer, my Grillchen has left me.
What?
Yes. We quarreled. I didn't mean to, but we quarreled. And he left me without a word. Just walked out of the room. I don't know where he's gone. He said I had another sweetheart.
Hmm. I'm not surprised. Not at all surprised. After all, Grillparzer is only a poet.
No, Franz. That isn't it.
That isn't it?
No, that isn't it. That melody is beautiful, but it doesn't assuage the terrible sorrow in my heart. Grillparzer is gone.
Yes, so he is. Oh, wait, I have an idea.
What? Will he bring my Grillchen back to me?
Well, I don't know that it will do that, but it might bring you two closer.
Oh, what is it, Franz? Tell me, what is it?
I'm going to play you the piece that Grillparzer and I wrote together. He the poem and I the melody. Would you like that?
Don't talk anymore, Franz. Just play. Anna! Anna!
Oh, good evening, Anna.
Well, good evening, Herr Schubert. You have sold your opera at last, have you?
No, I don't understand you. You know I haven't sold my opera.
Then how are you able to so completely disregard the approbation, the applause of your audience?
Disregard? Why, Anna, what do you... Oh, Himmel!
Yes. With hundreds of people in the auditorium waiting to hear Franz Schubert play his latest song, with all his friends there to give him the support he needs, with everyone...
Oh, stop, Anna, stop. Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot the concert this evening.
You forgot? Not again,
Franz. Oh, Anna, please forgive me.
It's my fault, Anna. Don't blame Franz. I was to blame. Franz only came here to comfort me. I'm so unhappy, Anna. Grillparzer is gone. Grillparzer!
Oh, Kathy, forgive me. Please, please forgive me. I'm a fool, 10,000 times a fool for leaving you.
Oh, no. No, Grillian. You are not a fool. I love you. And I could not love a fool.
Oh, Kathy... Come to me.
Poets. Composers. After all, I'm only a music teacher. Look at you. The two of you. Grillparzer and Schubert. Poet and musician. You've written a beautiful serenade. And who knows about it? Who cares about it? Certainly not the writers.
Oh, yes, I suppose you're right, Anna. I guess the serenade will go on the publisher's shelf along with my opera and so many of the other things I've written.
Oh, no. No, Franz. You mustn't say that. That song is beautiful. And it's far too lovely to be lost. The world needs music like that. And, Franz, just see what it did for me. It brought my Grillchen back to me.